For many workers, making a complaint about sexual harassment is a daunting process. Now, a new study has found that complainants are more likely to leave the company than the alleged perpetrators. A study by the Centre for Work and Life at the University of South Australia has examined every formal complaint lodged with anti-discrimination bodies in all states and the Commonwealth in the second half of 2009. It's also found that the median compensation figure was $7,000. Paula McDonald is one of the report's authors and an associate professor at the Queensland University of Technology. She's speaking here with Timothy McDonald.
We found that about 38% of settlements involved less than $5,000 and half were below $7,000, so insubstantial sums of money. And in some of those cases, that money included statutory entitlements, in terms of employment contracts such as annual leave that was owing and so on.
So in many cases, part of that money wasn't really even punitive, it was just money that was owed to the employee?
That's correct.
Did you see correlation between the size of the payout and the severity of the offence?
That's very tricky to assess because severity can come in many guises. So severity can be about the types of behaviours experienced, but it can also be about the length of time that the harassment went on. It can also be about, the relationships of power. So I can't really talk to specific correlations, no.
Do we have a sense of what happens to the perpetrators?
Sometimes they receive a formal sanction. Sometimes they resign or are dismissed by the organisation. But in this study, only 10% of perpetrators resigned or were dismissed compared to 60% of complainants who ended up resigning or who were dismissed as a consequence of victimisation after making a complaint. So there's a very big difference there.
Is it your sense that if people speak up about sexual harassment, the consequences fall largely on the person that complains?
Absolutely. That's a clear finding in the work that we've done and also previous research as well. Potential complainants are very much aware of, the repercussions that might come their way, the negative fallout that often happens when they make a complaint in an organisation or elsewhere. Certainly, those potential detriments or perceived detriments serve to silence a lot of complainants who would otherwise file a formal grievance.
Do we have a sense of whether or not the system is improving, that complaints are being dealt with in a better way, or are things perhaps getting worse?
I think where we're still seeing real problems across the board in terms of organisations is the way complaints are handled. Often complaints of sexual harassment actually escalate outside of the organisation by virtue of the fact that the complaints were handled badly within the organisation. If a complaint escalates to a commission, it's sometimes less about the actual sexual harassment experiences than it was about the subsequent treatment of the complainant within the organisation when they tried to file a grievance. Sexual harassment is a really sensitive, personal issue, and there's a lot at stake for people and for organisations. We found that the complaints need to be handled a lot better, I think, and this would nip some of these issues in the bud in an early stage with less complaints going outside the organisation.
Paula McDonald from the Queensland University of Technology speaking with Timothy McDonald.